Best Part Morning Show on the phone line right now, ladies and gentlemen, Iyanla Van Zandt. Good morning, Iyanla.
Good morning, Russ and crew. How are you?
We are just fine.
How's everybody?
Everybody's fine. I got to tell you, I love the show, Fix My Life.
Love it.
On OWN, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, I got to tell you, you know what? I love the T.O. show. That was really, you know what, you're fixing a lot of people's lives when you fix one person's life. Of course, I think you already know that.
But well, you know, the thing is, I like to do public people so that the general public gets to see that we all have the same challenges and issues. Who would ever think of this award-winning running back as a fatherless son? Nobody ever thinks about that.
Right. And, you know, we've always seen before, and when he had his own show, that he's slightly fragile.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
When you told that man, hey, your NFL career is over, it's like that was like the first time he was hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I felt bad for him, because I don't know if he was ready for it to end.
Well, it had already ended, and part of his challenge was just learning to accept that. All of us, you know, have those places in our lives when it's difficult to accept the truth, and until you accept the truth, you can't take the next most appropriate steps.
Yeah.
So I hope people can see themselves in whoever the guest is on this show and look at the challenges and the difficulties that we all have just as human beings.
Now, I know you're focusing the shows on a topic that is really kind of important to me, and that's a domestic abuse. You're helping a Dallas couple in the middle of a serious marriage crisis. Give us a little background on that show.
Well, you know, the reason the wife wrote in to us recognizing that there was something going on in her marriage, that there was a breakdown between her and her husband, what she didn't realize was, nor did he, and I know this is going to sound very strange, that the behavior they were engaging in rose to the level of domestic violence. Neither one of them were aware that what they were doing was violent behavior because of their history, because of their pathology, and simply because no one ever brought it to their awareness. This was the way they behaved. This is what they did. This was their coping mechanism, and they never called it domestic violence. Mm. I was quite shocked.
Because it wasn't physical?
It was physical, but that's what they're used to. It really was physical, and we all have pathologies and patterns that we bring with us through life.
Yeah.
If you've been in a household where everybody screams and yells and cusses, then when you're in a relationship, screaming, yelling, and cussing is normal to
you. It's what you know.
Do they equate that to love? If you don't yelling at me, that means you don't care about me?
No, because if you grew up in a household where parents or caregivers screamed and yelled and cussed, called you names, then when you get in a relationship and your partner screams and yells and cusses and calls you names, you don't think that is abnormal. You think it is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is what love looks like. We each have a version and a vision of what love looks like, and usually we picked it up somewhere in childhood.
Wow. I can't wait to see that show.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, because I got to tell you, of course, I'll DVR if I'm not at home or I'm out of town or whatever, but it's a ritual in my home. Iyanla Van Zandt's Fix My Life on OWN Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's OWN's highest rated unscripted series among women, by the way. You know.
Have you ever had a guest call you, like, later or something, just say, you know, thank you for really helping me understand what was going on?
All the time. I mean, I've spoken to T.O. He's very grateful. Last week we did a show with the secret crystal meth addict. So most of my guests, I would say 95% of them, they do stay in touch. We do follow up. We do know how they're doing. And the key ingredient is willingness. If the person is really willing to do the work, willing to hear, willing to change, then we have a success. I'm with them 2, sometimes 3 days. The audience sees 48 minutes.
So
there's a lot of work that goes on that you don't see.
Yeah, if somebody wants to be on your show, what do they need to do?
Right. Yeah, I'm going to fix my life.
Okay, that's
yeah,
easy.
Fix my life at Oprah.com and send me the story. We get a lot of stories. We can't do them all because if there's a story, everybody involved in the story has to consent to participate. So sometimes we lose shows because maybe the mother or the father or the sister or the husband, they don't want to be on television.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And I can't talk about somebody. I've got to talk with people.
Absolutely. Yala, I appreciate it. Don't forget, y'all, Yala Fix My Life on OWN Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm looking forward to this this week's episode. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Thank
you taking
you,
time.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye. In the morning. 101.1 with the win.